Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, we've three guests in the programme this evening. Coming up, I'll be speaking with Hannah McNeilis about the Northwest Women in Farming Group and James Lorinienko of the Donegal branch of the Wicklow Mountain Sheep Breeders Society. But firstly, it's rain. Yes, we've had an abundance of it. On the programme before, I've spoken with Killygordon farmer Patrick Kelly, who has a rain monitoring station on his farm. He collects the data on Met Aaron's behalf. Well, I've been speaking to him about what seems to be a really, really wet year to date here in Donegal. You've been taking data for Met Aaron for quite a considerable amount of time in terms of the rainfall, and it's certainly been a year that we'll remember, not for the right reasons. And this week again, it's been very heavy. Last night, we had a lot of rain, and you've been looking at the figures. Anything really standing out?
Yeah, Chris, it's always been a very strange year in terms of the rainfall, because would you believe it, to date, it's been a below average year in terms of total rainfall. But what has happened is that we've had three exceptionally wet months over the last three. That's July, August and September. In fact, those three are three of the wettest, sort of the four wettest months of this year. September has been the wettest month of the year so far for me here in Killygordon. And you have to go back as far as February of 2016 to get a month as wet as September. And I had a total of 117 millimetres of rain recorded here, which will be less than what was recorded in Malin Head and other parts of the county. There's been a lot of rainfall variation in the county over the last month, but the biggest problem, and as a farmer here, the biggest problem that I face is the fact that it's continuously raining. There's only been 3 days in the last 37 days that it hasn't rained, so it's not so much the total volume of rain that's falling, it's the fact that it continuously rains.
And consequently, the water table at a very high level.
Absolutely, the ground is saturated. We've our cows in by night time, and we've young stock. We had to put some of them in today as well, and it's some of the earliest I ever remember, because I have a dry farm here in along the Finn Valley, but the relentless rain has forced us to do that. And I think most farmers in Donegal have had to do the same, and it's a very serious issue for farmers here in the county, because the winter has started so early. There's still a lot of fodder to save, there's a lot of silage out there to harvest, and a lot of crops left to harvest, and it's not looking particularly good. Even when you look at the forecast, if we hear showers in the northwest once more, we could probably scream as farmers.
Now, traditionally, is it fair to say October and November can be relatively dry months?
Yes, last year October was a very good month, and we had a very dry winter last year, so all the winter months were dry, but of course only the previous winter that we had an exceptionally wet one. So, you know, in general, we tend to get more rainfall in the winter, so that's hard to guarantee. A good spell of weather ahead of us. I've seen it before where you could have maybe five or six continuous wet months. So that can be a challenge to any of us that are trying to work on that.
We hear so much about climate change, and it's always difficult to make claims and to project forward, because you can have particular years that just seem to buck the trend. But looking as you have over the last 20 years, if anything, one thing we can be sure of, it's getting harder to predict.
Yeah, it's very, very volatile. The one thing that I see is that there just seems to be more wet days. It just seems to rain more and more. So I don't think it's the total volume of rain that is impacting us. It's the fact that we get less sunshine, we're getting less drying conditions, and the windows to do the work are getting shorter and shorter. I was lucky enough last week to actually cut some of my silage before that deluge of last Wednesday. And it was just one day. It was such a tight window, and I know there's my contractor has great machinery, and he was able to do it very quickly. But you know, that I remember as a child, where we would cut our own silage, and it would take a week to cut the silage. Now we basically have one day to do it, and that's the change that I would have seen over the last 20 years. That the windows seem to get shorter and shorter, and there's more and more wet days.
In terms of the disparity in figures around the county, any parts of the county, we know obviously Inishowen got a particularly bad hit back in August, but elsewhere, are there any particular spots that have had higher than normal rainfall?
We were very, very lucky here in our area on that day, the 22nd of August, because Met Aaron actually rang me the following morning to find out how much rain had fallen here, and we had 39.8 millimetres. And that fell in a short number of hours, but that's less than half of what fell in any show. And I was fully expecting a big flood in the River Finn, and when I got up on the Wednesday morning, there was no flood. And I was talking to a farmer in Castle Finn afterwards, and he said that in all his lifetime he'd never seen something as strange as what happened that Wednesday, where the flood actually came up the River Finn rather than down the River Finn. The rainfall was very intense over the Spearns, over the Mourne and the Foyle catchment area. And as the tide came in, the water all backed up as far as Castle Finn and all the way up as far as the end of the tidal waters. And there was no rain in the Bluestacks. And that's, and all the time, most of us have looked at rainfall in Donegal, to see something as strange as that happen was certainly unique. But of course, it was devastating for anybody in the Shone. No, the rainfall in Donegal is generally variable, so you have big discrepancies within the county, and that's driven primarily by the mountains and what way that the rain comes in. But you tend to get more rainfall on the west coast and over around Glencolum Kill in the Bluestack Mountains, although certainly through August was the opposite.
And just to point out that there are a number of monitoring stations for rainfall throughout the county.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm not exactly sure how many. There's obviously an official one at Malinhead and also at Finner Camp. And they have a significant number of rainfall monitors like myself. I know there's certainly one in, one or two around Ballybuffet, and there's one or two around southern parts of Inishowen and around Letterkenny. But they have that network that gives them that information when they do reports on what has happened in terms of rainfall.
So we've plenty of statistics about the past. Unfortunately, we can't predict the future, but it's a fascinating subject.
Yes, unfortunately for me as a farmer, it goes beyond fascinating when it starts to cost us a significant amount of money with the continuous rainfall and having to feed so much stock inside in what would normally be a time that cows would be outside.
And that was Patrick Kelly from Killygordon. Now changing tack and onto something completely different. Hannah McNeillis from the Northwest Women in Farming Group has been speaking with me about some forthcoming developments. You've had an interesting few months and plenty to look forward to on the horizon, including a trip to Brussels.
Yeah, Chris, that's correct. We've had a busy few months now since we started off back in May, and we are very lucky to have been given the opportunity to travel to Brussels now in 2 weeks' time. The trip is being sponsored by Marion Harkin, the MEP, and there will be 10 of us travelling over there on the 17th of October.
So in many ways it's a fact-finding mission, and no doubt that you hope to pick up things from it which can assist the group.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I suppose it's going to be a great trip away, really interesting. We're going to visit the European Parliament, and we're hoping to sit in on a meeting with a few commission officials over there as well. And I suppose there's a lot of topics that we would love to maybe find more information about. Obviously, a lot of Irish agriculture is supported and determined by the EU. So I suppose looking towards CAP 2020 and, of course, Brexit, you know, a lot of issues that are going to affect us in the future. And of course, we'll be looking to see whether there will be an emphasis on women and the female farming community in the future as well.
Now, just to remind those people who may not have heard about the group, the origins behind it, and spurred on, I suppose, by the fact that there was a successful women in farming group in Munster initially.
Yeah, that's it. We had there's a West Women in Farming and a South East Women in Farming, and also a Kerry group as well. And so I suppose I kind of took the idea from there, saw those groups setting up, and thought there was definitely a niche in the market here in Donegal, and also in the Northwest. We hope to expand into the Northwest in time to come. And really, I suppose the aim behind the group is just basically a network for the female farming community in the Northwest, bringing women from all different backgrounds that are involved and interested in farming. And I suppose it's just a way of kind of improving on training, improving on skills, and it's a great social thing as well. So we started off back in May. We had our inaugural meeting and kind of a launch of the idea back in May, and we had a very well attended meeting. We followed that up in the last 2 months with two farm safety walks, one in West Donegal and one in Inishowen. And the trip, I suppose, is the next thing on the agenda, and we'll be hoping to maybe finish off the year with something over the next few weeks before kicking off in 2018 again.
And as part of the trip, you're collaborating with a local bus company.
That's correct, yeah. We've been very fortunate to get sponsorship from the Donegal Local Link Transport Company. They're going to be taking the group to and from Dublin Airport when we're travelling to Brussels. And it's really great. It's very, very generous of them. They're sponsoring us kind of their own good, really. But it's a great collaboration for the group, I suppose. They do such great work for Donegal, particularly for rural communities. And they're not only just in the south and the west of the county, they're now also moving up towards the east and in the Shona as well. So they're catering for a lot of people. And I suppose no more than what we do in our own group, it's about reducing rural isolation and reducing the exclusion of people in rural communities. And that's exactly what both parties are trying to improve. So a great collaboration, and we're really, really appreciative of them for it.
Hannah McNeillis there of the Northwest Women in Farming Group. Next Wednesday, there's an important sheep show and sale on at Ballybuffet and Stranorer Livestock Mart. James Lorinienko of the Donegal branch of the Wicklow Mountain Sheep Breeders Society has been telling me more about the sale.
We're having our annual show and sale of pedigree registered Wicklow Mountain Cheviot Rams, and there's also some females as well included in the sale, Chris. So,
and will there be people coming from near and far for the sale?
Yeah, normally every year there's people coming from the length and breadth of the country, from the down south and the east and west and all over the area now. They come there every year have been for quite a few years now, whatever. So,
and tell us a little bit about the actual Breeder Society.
Yes, well, the society's is in existence quite a while now. There's a good few members in it there now. We have a Donegal branch here in Donegal, whatever. We have an annual sale there of pedigree registered rams, and last few years as well we've included some females as well, Chris, you know. So, but the society's been in existence for quite a while now, whatever, you know. So, and indeed, for that matter, the breed has been in existence a lot longer, you know. So,
and the current market, is it one that we're seeing more people getting into, or going the other way?
I would say, yeah, we're certainly holding our own. There's probably even more men using the breed now in some form or the other. You know, some people use the pure yos to cross them with lowland breeds there to get good quality crossbred yos. Some of the hill farmers might use them then as well on hill breeds to get crossbred yos, you know, good hardy crossbred yos for hill and upland areas, whatever. So, they're being widely used and crossed with a large variety of other breeds, you know, Chris, so, yeah.
Now, price and demand, or demand dictates the price, so what way are the prices heading at the moment?
Well, I suppose overall the sheep tail has been pretty okay this year. I suppose the weather isn't helping things for store lambs at the moment there, maybe a wee bit depressed and that down. But our own breed now, so far this year now, there's been quite a good demand there for females up to date, you know, whatever. So, and our store lambs is going quite well as well, you know. So, plus there's been a lot of inquiries and people inquiring about the sale as well coming up, you know, either for rams or for yos, Chris, you know. So, yeah, so it's quite good overall, you know. I suppose you could put it as steady, you know, so the whole thing's pretty steady. So,
just remind us again where and when the show and sale is on.
Yeah, the show and sale, the 11th of October, Chris, in Ballybuffet and Stranorer Livestock Mart. The show will be at 5:30, and the sale will be at approximately 7:30. If you're there, I suppose, 5:30, 6 o'clock there, whatever, you get a good chance to look around you and see what stock's on offer now. I must say now, the quality stock is quite good now, and definitely worth a visit, whatever, you know, so.
And if anybody wants any more information, is there a contact number we can give out?
Yes, there. You can actually look up there. We have a website there at www.wicklowsheep.ie. So it'll give a list of the breeders, their contact numbers, whatever, you know, society secretary, etc., etc.
James Lorinienko of the Donegal branch of the Wicklow Mountain Sheep Breeders Society. And just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steer base €3.80 to €3.85 a kilo. Heifers making €3.90 to €3.95 a kilo. Young bulls are grade €3.80 a kilo. Ewe grade €4 a kilo. Cows €3.10 to €3.65 a kilo. And the sheep prices, Factories paying €4.65 to €4.75. Tops with bonuses €4.80, weights to 22 kilos. Ewes making €2.50 to €2.70 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.